This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:13, hump day morning. Oh, this is the glory hole in the middle of Lake Berryessa.
Had you seen it?
Well, I knew what it must look like, but that is actually and in charge.
Yeah, that's
they say it's
neat.
Definitely overflowed before.
Oh, really?
Someone was saying February 2017 was the last time.
Oh,
so it's not regularly overflowing, but mm-hmm. It definitely has done it before.
Mm. That looks so dangerous. Like if you got anywhere near that, that's the end of you.
Yeah,
you go right over it. That's incredible. That they have. I mean, I'm actually surprised there isn't a grate over the top of it or something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a pipe sticking up out of the water that when the water gets high enough, it just, and it's beautiful. It looks like a little, I don't know, whirlpool. Of course, it's just going straight down, but it sort of has that look. It's incredible. And that was sent to us by Magical Sarah.
Oh.
I like that.
Pretty.
A lot of people wrote in as we talked about the movie Free Solo. Apparently, he's still with that gal.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. Our intern was saying that they were on stage at the Oscars
together. Oh. Is that the one where the two people who produced the movie did all the talking and the guy just did? I think you mentioned
that. I was waiting
that.
For them to give the guy a chance to talk, and he didn't.
Oh.
Now that I've seen the movie, I realize he probably didn't want to talk.
Right.
It's not really his
thing.
Happy
to just be up here.
Although he's a sponsored guy and makes good money for the people who don't really understand. He works for North Face.
Right.
Like, he's their employee. He's sponsored. And
he says there's a point. He's a good person to have your logo on, I guess.
Yeah, there's a point in the movie where he's talking to a class, and some kid goes, "How much money do you have?"
Oh.
And he goes, "Well, you could say I'm like a fair to Midland dentist."
That's funny.
He's
doing all right.
He's doing okay.
Listen, he's happy living in a van, so you can stretch that money out for years.
Internet says $2 million he's worth.
Oh, good for him. Well, listen, after this movie, I'm sure he'll, get speaking engagements. And
yeah, absolutely.
More money thrown at him by North Face and, hookfingers.com, whatever,
The talcum powder.
Right, sure.
Industry.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
Bet.
They're all over it. So some days I see a whole bunch of stories for Vinny, and I put them in here's some stuff for Vinny pile. Today I have some stuff for Hooman.
Hooman is right here. We're training the interns how to use the phones.
Oh, I see.
But Hooman is right here.
I thought they were building his chair.
They finished.
Oh, they made quick work of the chair. So Hooman got a new chair because his back is so jacked up.
It's sort of a kneeling chair. It doesn't have a back to it.
I see.
Sort of a stool.
Oh, is it one of those ones that you kneel on the one section and the other section sort
something
of apart?
Something like that. I didn't see the whole thing, but
what you see at the massage places, except it doesn't have the belly part.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no belly part?
Yeah, you're just leaning forward and it's supporting your front of your shins, I guess.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
I'll do an Alice story on it.
Yes, please do. Have someone film you. Are you seeing it right now?
I am, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see. That's it's quite, you look very upright.
Thank you. Yeah, all the...
You should lift that mic up now. You're going to have to put the mic up a little higher.
Half the weight is off my ass.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Onto my knees.
And kind of forward, right?
Is it a little bit, I'm on my knees.
Well, that's where you belong, Hooman.
Yeah, on your knees, boy.
Boy?
Fall on your knees.
Okay, it's getting weird.
So today, I found a bunch of stories for Hooman.
All right.
So, story number one. Actually, this is kind of for you too, I guess, because maybe you're going to get sick of watching The Greatest Showman at your house.
Don't worry. Already sick.
There's another one on the way.
They shouldn't do it.
Oh, is there?
Well, they're doing it. Hugh Jackman is saying he will return for a sequel to The Greatest Showman.
Oh, I wonder what it's going to be.
Well, they're saying there won't be a whole lot of constraints to the story because I guess they pretty well
fictionalized. Yeah.
No, but they, you know, it's supposedly about a real life person, P.T. Barnum, right?
Yeah.
And they're saying they took enough liberties with that that they surely won't feel any constraints with whatever they come up with.
Oh,
next.
Plenty of people when this movie's has been conversation have written in saying that guy is a scumbag. Mm. That movie's not real at all. And I don't know.
So they took liberties and they'll continue to take them.
I don't know anything about him.
Well, Barnum and Bailey doesn't exist anymore, everyone, so.
Yeah, don't worry.
Yeah, relax. I mean, come on.
The director of the first film, Michael Gracie, has confirmed that the sequel is in development.
Is Michelle Williams going to be in it again?
You know, they're actually not saying.
Bring her back. She's great, too.
Anything about the rest of the cast. All they're saying is that
get rid of the
Hugh
kids.
Jackman. I thought you liked the kids.
Kids singing. I'm like, oh, my God.
So there's a demand for a sequel.
What do you got against kids?
Play a different song. Do not play the song I like.
It's the best song of the soundtrack.
Don't you still do stuff for the disenfranchised
youth? I do,
but
I just don't want to see him in musicals.
All right.
Do you? I mean, Annie was okay.
I don't
want to
see a musical at all.
Let me just say, Annie, the hard...
Hard Knock Life.
For us. That was a great song.
Yeah.
Can you change the song for the millionth time?
This is the best song of the soundtrack.
Dumb.
Right. So.
This is Human's Jam here.
Who's singing this?
Jam.
This is the song you like?
Well, he's not even at the best part of the song yet.
But
is this,
this
the one where
the
he
song?
Discovers the girl? This is
no,
the
this is after he discovers her and then she just blows everybody's socks off.
Would be enough. So over the top.
So good. Thank
it's
you
not
so much
good
for
at all.
It's incredible. This is better than Free Solo.
Oh my God.
Anyway, it's unknown what other cast members will return for the second chapter or what the plot will be. Yeah, they're saying the first film also starred Michelle Williams, Zac Efron, Rebecca Ferguson, Zendaya, and Keala Settle. None of them are confirmed. Hugh Jackman, they're saying Hugh Jackman's confirmed by the director, but nobody else has been confirmed. But look, if it, you know, I'm sure they all are like, yeah, we'll come back. Unless they died. Maybe they'll be back in flashbacks. All right. Next thing for Human. Human.
He's getting the winner's info.
But I thought he was going to let the...
Well, then he can't be on his mic.
Oh, yeah.
It's all in the same spot.
That's true.
Come on, Sarah.
You're right.
No, it's... We have a system here that I have to input the stuff into. Yeah. And
everything has to happen in his spot.
If it doesn't... If it's not done correctly, there's a huge meltdown that happens in promotions. Oh. And it just...
We don't want to have that happen.
Yeah, just...
Okay, I'll just read it then.
Yeah, just read it.
It looks like there's going to be Game of Thrones Oreos.
Oh, yeah.
You know...
I read about that.
Stupid and gross.
Well, they're not... It's not like they're going to have, like, dragon pate in them or anything. It's not, you know...
All right, what is
seed
it
cake outside.
It,
they're just regular Oreos.
Oh.
But it looks like Game of Thrones for this final season. I don't know if this is just like they're like, F it, cash grab.
Yeah.
Because they did that thing with Bud Light, for God's sake.
That was awesome, though.
It was awesome!
Great
it was totally
commercial.
Unexpected, and like all of a sudden, the mountain's on the Dilly Dilly ad. It was awesome.
Well, for the longest
like, what
time,
is happening?
When you see that guy, the blue guy from Bud Light, you always think of the mountain, don't you? Because you associate Game of Thrones with the outfit. He always reminded me of the mountain.
Did he?
To
no,
me.
No, never reminded me of that.
Because he wore the same outfit.
It's just a goofy blue knight. Mm-hmm. Huh. You know, like the aluminum
So
bottle
when that happened,
thing.
I was like, oh, finally, it came together.
Well, you know, I was thrilled by it as well. And I guess just because I'm so excited. I've been having Game of Thrones dreams.
Have you?
It's unbelievable how much I care about when it comes back. And even to me, it's unbelievable. So they're... Obviously looking for hookups. I mean, maybe you're going to see like Game of Thrones Cheerios or something. But Game of Thrones Oreos are happening. According to some food Instagram account. I don't know where their insider info is coming from, but.
So you'll eat some of those?
I mean, look, I'm always up for some Oreos. Who doesn't like Oreos? Please
if
text
I'm
us
gonna
if
have
you don't like
cookies,
Oreos and say why.
I would reach for most anything other than the Oreo.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I grew up on Oreos. I ate them after school all
You're
the time.
You're a Chips Ahoy guy.
With cookies and milk. But yeah, I don't...
You're a Sausalito guy.
What I've learned is that I can only... That crap sticks to me and I can only do so much. And so if I'm going to have something, it's got to be what I like. Mm. I'm not going to just be all, what's in the What's oh my in God. That thing over there?
I love Oreos. I don't care for. I don't like the filling. I'll if I have an Oreo, I will. And I haven't had Oreos in years, but I would scrape off the filling and just eat the chocolate cookie part.
You have got to be kidding me.
No, yeah,
what
I don't like that.
What is going on with you?
Yucky.
The thing about the Oreo cookie is its milk absorption capabilities are insane.
I agree.
And then you get the firmness of the sugary filling on the inside with the they're the perfect cookie.
All right. Well, you can eat them all. When they come here, you can have all of them.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'll take a couple.
All right. Me and you will split them. All right, Bryn? It looks like they're not making any special flavors or anything.
So we're saying the packaging is going to be some game of the
Well, I'm looking at
this candy source, and it says, no, these aren't just Oreo redesigned in a different package.
Oh.
They're exclusive to a particular store. But I have no idea. It doesn't say what it's going to be. It's supposed to be. It looks exactly the same, though.
Yeah.
With a different package.
This particular story says no store exclusivity and no change in the recipe. It's going to be the original Oreo flavor. Maybe you've got an updated story over there.
Well, according to Candy Hunting,
Candy Hunting
on Instagram, and they have like 140,000 followers. So
do
this
they?
Seems pretty legit.
140,000 followers for Candy Hunting.
Is it CandyHunting.net?
CandyHunting.net.
At Candy Hunting on Instagram.
Incredible. See, so 408 says the filling reminds me of Crisco. Exactly.
Well,
it feels like I'm.
It's so funny because my vegetarian cousin, she loves Oreos and stuff, and I go, you know, and she's like one of those hardcore vegetarians.
You loved crushing her.
So I go, no, she already knew. I go, you know, there's lard in those. She goes, there's certain things I choose not to know. Uh-huh. I'm like, okay, so that's selective. And here's something else. Hooman, are you done?
I am.
All right, here we go. Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm.
For whatever reason, I don't know why these people, I don't know who this matters to, but apparently it matters a great deal to internet trolls. They've been going on Rotten Tomatoes to trash movies that aren't even out yet.
Yeah.
So you know about this.
Yeah, there was a big problem with that movie, The Promise, that talked about the Armenian Holocaust, and there were like 3,000 reviews of it before it even came out.
And it's not just, you know, they actually talk about all the superhero movies and stuff that people, and actually the female version of the Ghostbusters, the one that just came out, that got trashed ahead of time. I don't know if these are just sexist people or whatever, but, you know, people lied because nobody had seen it, and these pre-reviews are going to get dropped from Rotten Tomatoes. They're making some changes. So it's happened recently with Captain Marvel, Star Wars Episode 9. Star Wars Episode 9, the movie's not only not in theaters yet, it doesn't even have a trailer or a title. And it's already tanking on Rotten Tomatoes. They also tried to tank the scores for Black Panther, the all-female Ghostbusters. So the site is making changes to combat them. They're doing away with the want-to-see percentage score before a movie is released. And now you can't leave written reviews or comments about a movie until after it's been released in theaters, which makes sense. So trolls, I guess, can try to manipulate a movie score afterward, but there'll be so many more reviews that they
Yeah, most of
the
people
same.
See it that first weekend. So.
Right. At that point, there'd be enough ratings and other factors in there. So there you go, Hooman. Couple stories for you.
Thank you.
Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Rare coins stolen. And I'll do some fast facts after these.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 6:35. It's hump day morning. I do a podcast with Johnny Mosley that happens weekly. It's called the Johnny Mosley Podcast, and you can find that at radio.com, radioalice.com. We've been friends with Johnny for years and years and years. And so weekly, Bryn's on the podcast as well. Got a guy named Guitar John. I don't even know who that guy is.
Yeah. His guitar skills are amazing.
They are amazing.
Sucks as an individual, but he's a,
yeah, no, he's a bad person.
Amazing musician.
But anyway, Johnny Mosley Podcast, you can check that out at radio.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This This Alice Report is brought to you by nobody.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Here's what's happening. We'll begin with the weather. So whiteout conditions in the Sierra. We're talking about, there's like this headline says, there's no safe window for travel until tomorrow.
Oh.
At the soonest. So whiteout conditions, the snowfall. I was just trying to pull it up at the last second on my iPad. I don't know how many feet we've got.
Oh, they were talking 8 to 10 feet, so I mean, I'm sure it's in the feet somewhere. It's just incredible how much snow we've gotten.
It's wonderful.
It's great. Ugh, it's amazing. It's what we need.
Snow report. Let's see if I can get it real quick. So anyway, the weather is continuing as we drove in from the south, or I drove in from the South Bay this morning. It was, we had rain this time. Yesterday at that same time, it was nothing.
Yeah, we had nothing. I think we just had the opposite day. Because I was like, oh, good.
Well, peninsula-wise, it was rainy both days.
Oh.
Yesterday and today.
So you got to have it 2 days in a row. Lucky
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not, you know, it's not ideal driving conditions. I did hear that the rain's supposed to taper off by tonight, and tomorrow and Friday are going to be okay.
And then back at the weekend.
Yay.
And then also more rain and snow into next week. Like, these storms are just lining up.
Weather. It happens to
so
us.
So I've got 19 inches of snow yesterday. North Star has 16. Kirkwood, 13.
Oh, that's not nearly what they were predicting.
Squaw, well, that's just yesterday.
Yeah.
So.
Still, they're going to have to get 7 more feet if they want to meet the predictions.
It wouldn't be the first time people got kooky in advance of a storm and predicted more than is actually happening. But there's real problems out there on the roads. And also, for those teachers striking in Oakland, they're dealing with the rain conditions for, what are we on, the fifth day. The picketing is expected to start. Oh, it just started.
Okay.
At all schools. Teachers will be out there
Stay
picketing
strong.
Yet again. They say the school district's losing $1 million a day.
Wow.
Because the kids aren't going in. So, and that's one of those things that they depend
on. Right. Attendance equals money from, is it the federal money or is it the state money per student per day?
I don't know. I would think it would be the state, but I don't know.
Michael Cohen has been in the news like crazy, and today is his day to speak. He'll be talking before the House Oversight Committee. This is President Trump's former personal lawyer. He's been proven to be a liar in the past, and yet they're going to let him have his say about things that went down.
Well,
there was breaking news, or he had written in advance of his testimony today some of the stuff he plans to talk about. And while they say he'll dial that back when he speaks in person today, he outright calls the president a racist, a cheating con man, and more. So he's clearly decided he's after Donald Trump and no longer is an associate of his. And I don't know what could come of it, though. Like, all the stuff I'm reading as he testifies, does that actually amount to the ability for the government to impeach him?
I don't know. It comes down to that Mueller report, frankly.
So,
which can happen anytime between today and 4 years from now. We're never getting that. They actually say we probably will never know the full contents of it either. That'll be, you know, there'll be congressional members who get the full report and release as much of it as they want or don't want. So this guy, he got sentenced to 3 years for lying to Congress, right?
Yeah.
So that's what he's starting to serve that in May. Maybe he's hoping, you know, if I blow the lid off the president hard enough, they'll reduce my sentence. Maybe that's what he hopes to get out of it.
I don't know. I don't know.
He's already lost his law license. Is it because he's going to testify against a client?
Like, this isn't the first time that our government, unfortunately, gets caught up in these big shows. And while I'm not, again, for the millionth time, I didn't vote for Trump and I'm not a big fan, I also don't like to see our government spend all this time bickering amongst themselves when we have real problems that no one's addressing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's unfortunate. But that is also
the way schools in Oakland.
Right.
You know, it's schools everywhere.
It's also the way it's always been.
Yeah.
So for the people who say, gross. Oh, it's worse than ever. No, there's too much news now.
Right.
There's too much bombardment every time you open your iPad, so you feel like this. This is the same crap that went down with Reagan, the same crap that went down with Bush. It's always been the way that these guys find themselves. It's totally partisan politics, and it has nothing to do with the business of the American people, in my humble opinion.
I'm with you. The government is, it's just ridiculous.
So there's that. He'll speak today, and then we'll know what it is he has to say. But again, it sounds like he's just getting his say, and it'll be very trashy. Mm. But I don't think it'll actually amount to anything. Mm. A guy in Florida stole a rare coin collection worth $33,000back in December.
He just stole it from some random dude? Or
mm-hmm.
Oh.
And then he turned it in at a Coinstar machine.
Oh, my God.
You're kidding me.
He broke into his... Oh, here it is. Back in December, he broke into his boss's office and stole the guy's rare coin collection. It was worth $33,000. Then this guy... I have his name. Shane Melly took the coins to a Coinstar machine and cashed them in for face value, and he got enough to buy 2 12 packs of beer.
Are you kidding me? That's all it was worth?
He got $30.
So in that do you have the details?
I don't.
So in that collection were 33 presidential coins that were valued $1,000 each. When he put those in, combined with everything else, it came out to $29.30.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
And the cops haven't been able to recover the missing coins.
But how do they know he put them in the Coinstar?
Because
he got busted.
Oh, my God.
What'd you do with the coins?
We have his name. 40-year-old Shane Melly.
And the Coinstar people are like...
Which machine?
We can't help you.
7-Eleven. Let me see where...
Do they have hope that they'll be able to track it down?
Yeah, can't they get it back?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
Why
I mean,
do you
maybe...
say no?
Well, I wonder how long ago
he
did it.
If he says what machine,
right?
How often do they empty those machines?
I have no idea.
I don't know if those machines are personally owned.
Mm.
You know how it's weird? Like an ATM will be personally owned and you'll be all...
Yeah, or soda machines.
You know,
yeah.
They kick back anything that isn't valid. Like if you put washers in there, I think, don't those come back to you in the coin? Like
I've never put one in.
Oh, I take my coin jar all the time to...
Well, you do?
I've done it a few times. You know, once it gets full, you take it and dump it in the Coinstar machine.
My husband rolls his.
Of course he does. Ain't nobody got time for that.
He had $500 in dimes recently.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I know.
It does
and he rolled
up.
Them all, boy.
He sat there rolling that.
Yeah. Not all at one time, but, every couple weeks or so, he'll be like, I'm going to be in my bedroom rolling my coins.
Do you have a little coin machine?
Do we have one at home?
Yeah.
We do not.
You know, you can get those on Amazon. They're just like
is that right?
Yeah, you dump the change in, it sorts it for you, and then you can...
So you have one.
No, I think I used to, though. Huh? Like, you put the little... Yeah.
Maybe I'll get him one.
Yeah. When's his birthday?
July.
Oh, there you go. Mm.
So when you put your money into Coinstar, it takes 11.9%. So for every $100, you lose $12.
These businesses that take a cut do very well.
That is a large
cut. That's why they're in business.
That's you know what? He shouldn't go to Coinstar. I should take more time and roll my coins. Maybe I'll get a coin
rolling
machine.
I'll get you one for your birthday.
Thank you. It's November.
It looks like it's one company that owns all of them.
Oh, okay.
It's a dude from Stanford who was just sitting in his dorm room. He thought of the idea in 1989.
Good for him.
So now there's Coinstars in Ireland, the UK. They 2012, they installed their 20,000th Coinstar, and to date they have they've donated
and they take 12% of what people put into those things.
Well,
correct.
That's incredible.
Well,
I wonder if those coins were insured, and
I hope they were.
Get some money back.
That would be weird if they weren't.
Yeah,
but then again, how many people look at what it would take to just make a phone call and wait through the process of getting this stuff done, and what do I have to do? And they go, I'm not doing that.
Yep.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Basic homeowners insurance does not cover the loss of coin collections.
Really?
You have to buy additional insurance.
Yeah, and you'd have to photograph everything, and you'd have to catalog everything, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yikes.
Well, he got 2 6
packs. 2 12ers.
2 12.
That's good. That's, you know.
Someone is at 925 is saying, Human, I don't know if this is true. Coinstar doesn't take a cut of your money if you turn it into a gift card.
Oh, that's advanced. Let me look that up. Yeah.
Because I usually do get, like, you know, I do it at the Safeway, and then it'll give me a voucher that I can spend at the Safeway.
At the Safeway. I've done that once before, yeah.
And then, so I don't know if maybe I took that option because they were going to take a giant cut.
Yeah, so it's true. If
They take 0%, huh?
Yeah, there's no fee. That means you get to spend every penny on whatever you like from that gift certificate.
Huh. Well.
All right.
It looks like it's an Amazon gift card.
Amazon.
Oh. What are you saying that for? You're the one.
Yeah.
With boxes of Amazon stuff piled. Yeah, you go Amazon.
I'm the one, and so is it half the people listening. We're
all the one. I do it because it keeps me out of trouble. If I shop at home, I don't have to be out in the world.
That's right, use that.
You don't want this out in the world.
What does that mean? You said that many times. I don't understand in broad daylight how there's an issue with you being out in the world.
It's just better for me to stay at home.
Yep.
I stay out of trouble when I'm at home, Vinny.
What trouble? What are you?
I don't know.
She gets mad. People bump into her. She's in, like, haven't you ever seen her trip over something and just, like, lash out at the person?
Yeah, I have, but it's not like
you don't
you're
going to that out in the world.
Just boost a car to get a ride home one day or rob somebody or.
No, it's not like that.
There's this.
I'll explain. I'll sit you down one day and explain it to you.
All right.
There's this.
Do you know?
I'm telling you, she gets mad.
About what?
She gets scared, and she gets mad, and she lashes out.
I get annoyed a lot.
Yeah, remember that time when she was in Home Goods and she was smashing her her cart into everybody? Get out of my way! And John had to come rescue her?
I do remember
you
that.
You make it sound so much worse than it was.
Really?
It sounds pretty bad. Yeah,
it
she's
was
going,
bad.
Yeah, it was.
I know. She's better for her. That's
you know,
Amazon's
I spend
great.
Less money. When I'm at home, I spend less money. I'm just hanging out with myself. I'm not out, you know, in the world, you know, driving around.
Like, I get that in relation to being out at night for me.
Yeah.
You know what I shouldn't do? Go out and go to parties.
Right.
That, for me, is bad. That's a recipe for trouble. Mm-hmm. I'm one arm bend
from
bleeping.
Oh, Jesus,
if
Vinny.
I'm out at parties
and
bars. Oh,
my God, never go to parties.
I mean,
so
daytime
I get it.
For me is like nighttime for some people where I will find a party. You know, so it's best if I just stay home.
Oh, during the day.
You have the
day.
Same problem. The party thing can undo you, too.
Yeah. So
You go have your lunch with somebody, and the next
and
thing
then,
you know, you're 4 drinks in.
Yeah. And then you're going to the next place.
Right.
You know, and then.
This party's rolling.
I mean, I'm Ubering around, spending money
but still. It's...
Spending money drinking, spending money lunch, and. By then, you're at the fourth place. So I'm just going to stay
on a
home.
Tuesday afternoon.
Rolling okay. on a Tuesday
All right,
afternoon.
That makes more sense. If you
it's
say it like that.
It's better for her to not be out in the world. Good for you, Yuzi. Way to know your limits.
Yikes. The more porn you watch, the more likely you are to be bisexual.
Is that
a new study by the porn site XHamster found that to be true, yeah. Hmm. Unfortunately, chicken or the egg.
Oh, wait, like really? What they're saying is maybe bisexual people just watch more?
They say they don't know whether watching lots of porn makes you bisexual or does being bisexual make you watch more porn. Mm-hmm. They don't have the answer to that question.
Yeah, you know, we're all a little queer. Like, don't worry about it. Just watch it all.
I don't have an answer for why, but we do know that it's highly possible. If you watch a lot, you're more likely to be bi.
All right. Good to know.
Yeah. According to a new study out of the University of Pennsylvania and UCLA, no word on how those two teamed up. They're not right down the street from each other, but the right amount of free time to have is 2.5 hours a day. No less, no more.
Oh.
They say,
it's true. A lot of free time can be to your detriment.
What do they call free time?
Time when you don't have anything to do.
Right.
Wow. we're all busy. I mean,
well, you don't have any free time. I have plenty of free time.
Well, he has a lot of free time. He just fills it with appointments and lunches.
He doesn't
and...
have free time because he's got that calendar going and looking to fill those slots.
Is free time considered sewing?
That's what I fill my free time with.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or whatever other thing I'm into at the moment. You know, I try to have things to do because I actually will eat myself alive with free time. If I have nothing to do, I get super like I'll just get in my own head, and I'm not into free time at all.
I would argue lunch to do. Is free time, but I think most people feel like lunch is not free time. It's them doing something.
Right. Well, you have to eat.
Is commuting free time?
No.
No. No, no, that's part of my work day.
Yeah.
I'm clocking in. Anyway, they say if you have less free time than that, you have a negative impact on how satisfied you are with your life.
Do you think that free time is like TV time? Like people
yes,
will fill it with
absolute,
TV?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think most people do.
Right. And well, most people's free time is at night.
Right.
Or in the evening.
They say if you have more free time than that, you eventually feel like you don't have enough purpose.
Yeah.
And you'll also have a negative effect on how satisfied you are with your life. It's too much free time.
So true. You need to be occupied. I think it's a hugely important part of the human experience, you know?
Well, there's...
It's a luxury to have a lot of free time, and yet it's not necessarily the best thing for you.
I've learned how to burn up a day nicely as I've grown up and gotten older and gotten sober. I mean, that's one of the things, like, you go,
you need stuff to do.
Oh, jeez. It's 9 a.m. I've done all the stuff. What am I going to do now? So I've learned how to...
Well, having kids will take care of
pace myself, keep busy. There's plenty to do if you do it right. And kids, they're the biggest time vacuum of them all.
Yep.
No doubt. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple texts. If you're just joining us, I watched the movie Free Solo last night.
And the documentary that won the Oscar.
Right, and I over-reviewed it in the 5:30
well,
hour.
Had a nice conversation. Don't say that. We had a nice conversation about it. It was interesting.
Well, I think our texters are going to say I over-reviewed it.
No,
give me a second.
I don't think so.
Did you mention that North Face made Alex's tux for the Oscars?
Oh, my God. That's
no,
great.
I didn't mention that because I didn't know that. But nice job.
That's really funny.
North Face.
Was it a cool tux?
I didn't see, I only saw them up on the stage for a second.
He had a tux on. It didn't, you know.
You can't go number one when you're climbing. If your fingers or toes get wet, you'll slip.
Uh-oh.
Powder is all that's holding you.
Gotta hold it.
Hold your water.
The climber is still with his girlfriend. They were both on stage when the filmmakers won the Oscar.
Good. I'm glad. She seems like a reasonable person.
831 says, good morning. Can we please see a picture of Hooman's new kneeling chair, please?
Oh, yeah. He put it up on his story.
No, I put on the Alice 973 stories. So just go to Alice 973 and there's...
And while you're there, click on all of our names because Alice follows us all. Please follow us all.
Yeah, follow us
all. We want followers.
Here it is.
I'm super jealous that Alice has 20,000 more followers than any of us.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Well...
We're the only ones who, we post on. That's all us. We wanted to come to ours. Come on.
What do you mean? Jane posts on there.
Occasionally.
Jane. And what about the ANN always posting on there?
What does the ANN post on there?
I'm not sure.
They post
the
up
digital
little,
department post
yes,
stuff?
They do. They post little clips of our show. And
That's true. They do. Yeah. Or like concerts coming up. Yeah, they do a lot of
You guys don't defend them.
Stuff.
We want more followers.
All right.
Please follow us.
I like the ANN.
The ANN's fine.
707 says, Vinny, shut up already.
Oh my
You'd
God,
be
Vinny.
The worst movie reviewer. 15 minutes talking about Free Solo. You just narrated the whole thing. Talk about spoiler. I know, I overdid it. You know, the thing is that I really, after watching it, I wanted to talk to somebody about it, and I had to go to bed.
But were you all wound up to
No,
go to
I
bed?
Was a little bit, but I slept fine. But I really, like, there's some stuff going on in the movie about this dude in particular that I found interesting. You may not, though. Like, if you watch the movie, you may go, Vin, that was so boring. Mm.
Our intern is an expert in that film. I'm going to send him into the studio.
Oh, excellent!
Brandon.
Great.
He knows it inside.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like, Vinny forgot to say this. Vinny forgot.
Oh, good.
Well, it's good that Vinny forgot to say some stuff, so now people can watch it and see some stuff that Vinny forgot to say.
Great.
So you have someone to talk to about
good
it.
Good news.
Yeah. Great. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to start with the Billboard Hot 100, but we have an R. Kelly update and more.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.